For Lancelot Odua Imaswen, it has been one of those days. He's in the basement of a hotel in Lagos in a hot little utility closet with about 20 people doing take after take after take, and it is not coming out right. The movie's called Let's Dance Again, sort of a Nigerian flash dance. In this scene, a woman from a rival dance group comes into our hero's dressing room just before the big contest and tries to psych him out.
I've searched all the dressing rooms.
But she's just not convincing, and Lancelot knows it.
You want to be sarcastic?
Powerfully built in shorts and a t-shirt, he steps out from behind the camera.
The dynamite!
Lancelot's one of Nigeria's best-known filmmakers. He started out on stage, though, and deep down, he's still an actor. Unfortunately, most of the people in this movie aren't, and you can tell it's driving him nuts. Lancelot's been pushing to make Nollywood more professional. In the middle of yet another take, it occurs to him to ask whether anyone here is a member of the Actors Guild.
How many?
Turns out only one person is.
Is that true?
And that's a problem. He summons the casting director.
Are you aware that there's nobody here that is a guild member outside Portia?
And Portia's only here because she won a contest on TV.
It's a very, 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 very serious matter, and I will be in trouble.
According to his contract, everyone in this movie is supposed to join the guild. Lancelot Imaswen has directed more than 150 movies, about one a month for the last 13 years, and every single one of them has been a struggle. Low budgets, lousy equipment, constant power cuts, all for about $10,000 a film. You can pretty much forget about royalties. With so much piracy, there's no way to track the sales. But on balance, Lancelot says, things are kind of awesome.
We are so happy, we're so excited that now we have something to show the world. Our people are talented, our people are creative. They are making something out of nothing. I've personally been to about 31 countries in the world. As a result of being a practitioner in Nollywood, wherever I'm introduced, they know me, they know my works. Africans, wherever they are traveling to, wherever they are in the world, they must go with copies of the film. That is their link home.
So we're in a housing project where we're supposed to shoot today, and some of the talent has not shown up. It's been a couple of hours just sitting around, and then Lancelot just got a telephone call from one of the financiers, which upset Lancelot quite a bit, which is putting it somewhat mildly. He's been on the cell phone ever since.
What's going on? What's happening?
Part of production, always, everywhere in the world. We're just re-strategizing.
While Lancelot re-strategizes, I wander over to talk to Desmond Elliott, the romantic lead in this movie. He's suddenly become an international movie star, and he is loving it.
Washington is crazy, because we have concentration of Africans. Houston is another, New York, Brooklyn, Queens, Baltimore. Africa, I can't even walk around the streets in Africa. It's crazy. I am like the Denzel of Africa. You know what I mean?
Lancelot has told me he'd like to be Africa's Richard Attenborough, a great actor who went on to direct historical epics like Gandhi and A Bridge Too Far. He'd also like to win an Oscar. If he does, he says it'll probably be for a movie in his native language, Edo, and not for a mass-market Nollywood video. But first, he's got to finish this one, and it seems like nobody, not the backers, the actors, the crew, is nearly as invested as he is.
It can be very frustrating.
They don't even know why they are there. They have other things on their minds. So you need to scream and scream and scream and scream.
The next day, Lancelot's in Desmond Elliott's Dodge Durango, heading up a little convoy, looking for a place to shoot. Nollywood doesn't do sets. Everything's shot on location. Finally, we stop at a car wash on a busy street in Lagos. The camera crew and actors jump out of their vehicles, and Lancelot and company take the place over. It's a scene where the dancers wash cars to raise money for costumes. Lancelot is kinetic. In long shorts and a blue basketball jersey, he dances with the actors, follows the cameraman into the street, shouts at passing traffic. It's work, but he is clearly having a blast. This is actually a pretty posh production with a budget of around $60,000. That's about three times what most movies here cost. Like almost all Nollywood films, melodramas, gangster movies, monster movies, this one at root is a morality tale. In Nollywood, hard work pays off, and the bad guys never win. That's a point Lancelot makes over and over when he talks to Westerners.
Because the Western media has had a perpetual propaganda against Africa. What they tell the world about Africa is poverty, is sickness, diseases. So through the Nigerian films, we tell our stories by ourselves, for ourselves. And our people have come to fall in love with this.
The climax of Let's Dance Again takes place back in the hotel where we started. The scene was actually shot on my first day in Lagos. The airline had lost my luggage. I wasn't wearing socks, and I had a big black stain on my shirt. Not exactly the way I would have planned my Nollywood debut, but Lancelot insisted.
Where are the judges? Where are the writing materials?
So it looks like I've been pressed into service as a judge in the great dance contest.
I sit at a little table next to the stage, and through multiple takes and one amusingly timed power failure, I try to look judgmental.
Judges, I hope we are ready with the results.
Lancelot Imaswen says this movie is a good metaphor for Nollywood. That's why he was attracted to it in the first place. It's about a group of people, all down on their luck, who come together to compete for fame and glory. They confront their demons, dig deep within themselves, and ultimately...
Who do you think will win?
Well, I don't want to wreck the ending.